An American national security policy designed for an era of this new style of war would have two aspects, security overseas and security at home. Both would look very different from current policy. Again, our telephone number, if you'd like to be on the program today, try out the new telephone number. 844-5-CRUSADE. 844-5-CRUSADE. Security overseas means avoiding entanglement in fourth-generation wars. Involvement in conflicts with non-state entities will result in our defeat, as it already has in Lebanon, Somalia, Iraq, and Afghanistan. And, folks, it's going to happen again in Syria. It's going to happen again if we're dumb enough to team up with the Saudi Arabians and wage war against the Yemeni in Yemen. Not only do America's armed forces not know how to win such wars, they have little interest in learning. Comfortable with their expertise in reducing the art of war to the mechanics of putting firepower on targets, they do not want to adjust wars where the moral level is more powerful than the physical level. Boy, that's a mouthful there, isn't it? What is this moral level you speak of, Mr. Lind? Nor is fourth-generation war much good for justifying expensive programs for complex, high-tech weapons. How do we stay out of non-state wars overseas? Well, I have a suggestion. Elect President Ron Paul. I'm not saying. I'm just saying. Or maybe President Rand Paul. I digress. By adopting a defensive grand strategy, that's how we stay out of non-state wars overseas. Instead of trying to give orders to the rest of the world, well, you know, Mr. Lind, this is what Decepticons, alleged conservatives that call themselves conservatives, this is what they think is conservative, barking out orders for the rest of the known universe to obey. You heard it the other night with Senator Rubio. Wow, an American leading in the world. Let me tell you, buddy, the world's a better place. Really? Well, how come you guys keep complaining about how rotten things are everywhere else in the world? Who is it that's the biggest, baddest military out there? Who is it that's trying to marshal and trying to organize and then trying to direct all the affairs of all those that are engaged in all these conflicts? America. And by the by, it's not going to work out for the Soviets or what's left of the Soviets. I shouldn't call them Soviets. It's not going to work out for the Ruskies either. Those of you that think, well, what about Putin? Well, what about Putin? If Putin is dumb enough to try it, let him. If Putin wants to wage state-sponsored war against militias in the Middle East, why not let him? Hell, we ought to maybe fund him. Oh, you send funds to the Russians? We send funds to the people that blew up the World Trade Centers. Perhaps you've heard of them. They're called Saudi Arabians. Look it up. 844-5-CRUSADE, our telephone number. We would stay out of other people's business and quarrels, writes Lind. We would still engage with other countries and peoples, but we would do so through private means, trade, and serving as a moral example. How can you serve as a... This just baffles me. How can you serve as a moral example when your calling card is the military option is always on the table? How is it possible that you can have any moral authority when you negotiate from the point of view that if things don't go your way, you'll nuke someone or you'll blow them to kingdom come? Does that even make any sense? Here, let me take you back to 1965. Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King on this subject.
Dr. King, why did you decide to urge Negroes not to fight in Vietnam?
Well, I think my view has been a little distorted at that point. I haven't only urged Negroes not to fight. I feel that the war is so unjust, so abominable, so futile and bloody and costly that nobody should be fighting there. I haven't limited my concern to just the American Negro, although I know we are dying in disproportionate numbers there, and we are on the losing end both there and at home, because as long As the war in Vietnam continues, our social problems will inevitably suffer here at home.
Well, don't you think that your remarks have created doubts about the Negro's loyalty to his country?
Well, some people may feel that. I don't think our loyalty to the country should be measured by our ability to kill. I think our loyalty to the country should be measured by our ability to lead the nation to higher heights of democracy and to the great dream of justice and humanity.
Do you honestly feel, Dr. King, that the war in Vietnam could be stopped now without harm to this country?
Well, there are two ways to deal with it. One is a unilateral withdrawal. I don't oppose that because I feel that...
Wait a minute here. You want to know why the CIA had to take this guy out? Unilateral withdrawal? You mean we'll just leave Southeast Asia? Now, just imagine if King had been listened to and other guys like him. I'm going to play the rest of the clip in just a moment here. Just imagine if King had been listened to. We wouldn't have the movie Apocalypse Now. We wouldn't have Robert Duvall running around going, I love the smell of napalm in the morning. We'd have none of that. You wouldn't have Charlie Sheen starring in Platoon. Wait. You wouldn't have tens upon tens of thousands of valorous, honorable men who were maimed, wounded, psychologically damaged, killed in that god-awful, unjust war called the Vietnam War. That is not a knock on any Vietnam vet. It's the exact opposite. What were you doing there? The political class that sent you there should have been listening to Martin Luther King. What you're hearing here, you won't hear this anywhere else. What you're hearing here is a defense of just war theory. That's what King is basically bringing to the table.
This is a possibility. After all, France withdrew unilaterally from Algeria. It withdrew without a military victory. Mm-hmm. And this did not lessen France's prestige or influence in the world. If anything, it increased its prestige
in the world. But
France
is not the power that this country is.
Well, I think France that's an even greater reason why we should restrain our power. There's always the danger that any nation will abuse its power. And I think our power must be much more than military power. We don't need to...
He goes on to say it ought to be moral power. Moral power. Why are you going to get that? Yeah, how are we going to get it? Start with humility. 844-5-CRUSADE, our telephone number. Back to William S. Lind, Logic of a Modern Militia. Find the story in its entirety at MikeChurch.com today in the pile of prep. Please visit us at VeritasRadioNetwork.com and sign up for a Founders Pass membership today. And tell a friend. The show is live. It's streaming live. It's free. Don't cost nothing. Mike, how much does it cost to listen to your stream in the morning? It's free. Don't cost nothing. Back to Lind. We would stay out of other people's businesses and quarrels. We would still engage with other countries and peoples, but we would do so through private means, trade, and serving as a moral example. That was America's policy through most of our history, and it served us well. It is tailor-made for today's world. That would meet half of the challenge. The other half is preserving security here at home. Keeping our nose out of other people's business will reduce the incentive for them to attack us here. Oh, come on, stop making common sense, Mr. Lind, please. You're driving me nuts. Don't you watch GOP debates? Have you not heard little Ricky Santorum and Marco Rubio and Jebediah Bush and all the rest of them just yesterday? I thought we were going to get beheaded here in the studio. Marco Rubio said, if we're not at war, then we're not safe. Lind, but attacks will still come, both as imports from groups and causes whose home is America. Well, if we're going to do this, then we must take the other step. And the other step is, in the silliness, and it is silly, in the silliness where we believe that we ought to, as a civilization, pursue plurality. I mean religious plurality. See Hungary. See any country in the age of faith. Back to Lend. At present, we meet this threat through a continual... And I can hear somebody going, so you in a theocracy? Well, you have a theocracy. Mordor is your theocracy. The Supreme Court, you got nine guys in black robes that sit up there as though they're some sort of gods, dictating moral policy, dictating family policy, dictating that. What do you call that? You're going to march, if you're going to run about, roam about the countryside and order people to accept sodomy marriages, what are you doing? Call it what you will. I call it a civil religion because that's what it is. You either obey or we'll ostracize you. And if that doesn't work, well, then we'll really come after you. We'll make it so you cannot be gainfully employed anywhere. How about that? Back to William S. Lind. At present, we meet this threat through a continual expansion of the national security state. That's right, Senator Rubio, two nights ago. Let's add $1 trillion of military spending. For what? For what purpose? You know, I really think somebody ought to ask Rubio the question, if we discover life on the ice world of Hoth, should we send an ambassador or an army? Think about the way your average American's brain is trained to think about things. When aliens are discovered in science fiction movies on other worlds, what usually fails? Maggie O'Connell, what usually fails? Peace. We come in peace. You're going to try and negotiate with the aliens. Hey, E.T., hey, I dig your funky looking eyes, man. Oh, that's really cool. You drip blood, acid for blood. Whoa, I wish I could do that. What usually fails? Peace. We transfer our own military bellicosity to the rest of the known universe. We just assume because America wants to bomb everyone back to the Stone Ages that the aliens want to bomb everyone back to the Stone Ages. Senator Rubio, NASA has recently discovered that there is an ice world of Hoth. And there are giant white furry creatures roaming about it. Should we send ambassadors or an army? I am for the national universal security of the United States. When America is engaged with ice monsters on Hoth, the universe is a safer place. Well, send an army. Imagine the hysteria. Obama negotiates nuclear arms treaty with Hoth. Conservatives outraged. Come on, Mike, you're just making stupid things up. No, I'm not. I'm illustrating the folly of how most people think. The folly of how most, quote, conservatives, close quote, think about this. Telephone number, if you'd like to be on the program today, 844-5-CRUSADE. Reach out to us, VeritasRadioNetwork.com. Please become a member. Share this show with your friends. Don't tell me, Mike, nobody's going to listen on their phone. I listen, that's all I listen to. I didn't even know I had a radio in my Kia until my phone died the other day. Stream, the show is live, it's free. I can look at the number of listeners that are connected currently. You people, please, assist. Back to William S. Lind. At present, we meet this threat through a continual expansion of the national security state to the point where getting on an airplane is like going through Checkpoint Charlie. The national security state erodes our liberties. It costs immense sums, and it often does not work. By the way, someone should ask one of these presidential conservative, candidates what their view is of continuing for the American taxpayer to have to pay the TSA. You people that are young, you youngsters out there, let's see here. If you're born after 2002, You don't know what it's like to travel to an airport where there's no blue-gloved agents from the TSA, making you take your shoes off, strip searching you, etc., etc., making you submit yourself to this embarrassing and this invasive milliwave gizmo, where you. If you notice when you go through the porno scanner, have you noticed the position that they put you in? I'm sorry, Maggie O'Connell's got it right. If I was black and they made me go through it, remember how they were all running around with their hands up after the shooting of not Eric Green, who was the I'll think of it when the point is moot. They're all running around with their hands up. It's the same position they put you in an airport. Go in the porno scanner. What did he do? Throw your hands up, citizen. Citizen, you will obey your federal overlords. Where it will continue to fail is encountering the lone shooter, the person who was motivated by some larger entity, but acts entirely on his own. With guns readily and legally available almost everywhere in this country, unlike bomb-making materials, forces that want to strike here can easily work through lone shooters. There is no plot for the national security state to unravel, no group for it to penetrate. The answer to this challenge, again, comes from our past. We need a militia that ideally includes all male American citizens. In a world where the state no longer has a monopoly on war, we must return to a pre-state world where every able male is a warrior. The Latin word populus, or populus, originally meant army. How many of you knew that? By the way, what did the Latin word for general was impera. Where do we get from impera? Emperor. 8445 Crusade, our telephone number. It's Mike Church Show here live. From the Bulldog Kia at bulldogkia.com studio in beautiful. I can't say downtown Mandeville because we're not. We're near beautiful downtown Abita Springs. Unlike our colonial militias, however, these new militiamen would have neither weapons nor organization. Rather, they would take a pledge that whenever they encounter a lone shooter, they will stop him using whatever they have at hand, throwing rocks or chairs, tackling him, beating him unconscious, running over him with their car, etc. If they happen to be armed, fine. If not, they attack anyway. I like this guy. This guy's thinking the way we ought to be thinking about this. By the by, how many of you would have opposition to your Utes signing up, let's say at the age of 14, to be trained by your county, if you're in Louisiana, by your parish, to be in the militia? This is how the Swiss do it. They have 144, I think it's 144 cantons. That's where the term county comes from. There's a lot of there's some transliteration there, but or translation there, but canton, county, same thing. If you live in one of those cantons in Switzerland at a certain age, I think it's 17 in Switzerland, you are automatically inducted. Thanks, Maggie O'Connell. It's Michael Brown was running around. Michael Brown was doing the Milliwave TSA screen. We've all done the Michael Brown. That was my point, and we do it because of the national security state, because we worship it. We love it.